Wait, no. Don't shoot. Don't, senor.
The time has come. Who is that? Why, it is Thistlewaite.
Yes, what's more, I'm here too.
Hector! We thought you was dead.
I am dead. Dead broke. Let me to bed, will you?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Moreno, what are you doing here?
I have been looking for you. For everyone in this place, they are mad. They are crazy.
You're crazy yourself.
Yes, much more. You are dead. Don't crook
me. I am not the crook. You are the crook.
Moreno.
Phone, Sheriff.
You can't phone, Jed. You can't phone. That darn phone won't work on account of the storm.
Will someone please tell me what all this is about?
Well, that's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, and me too.
I have been trying to find out for weeks. They are mad, I tell you.
Well, say something. Say something. Somebody. I'd like to find out myself.
But ye God, someone must know.
Well, this here Spanish fellow knows. He came here to shoot him.
Oh, nonsense.
I did not. I only...
You did come to shoot me. You did, too. If you didn't, what you got that there pistol for?
Because
there's much more of that there. Don't said you was coming. You don't deny that, do you?
I do not know.
And if you wasn't going to shoot, what'd you tell us our time had come for?
But I did not...
You did. You stood right there and...
Please, will you let me talk? You ask me the question and you do not let me give the answer. I said the time has come for you to stop this joking. You are always trying to make out of me the fool, and I am sick of it. I will not...
Don't you believe him. Don't you believe me, the crook.
Now, don't be absurd.
He is.
There is some sensible explanation to all this. Why, this gentleman is a friend of mine. He's Pablo Moreno, the noted artist and sculptor. He had a bust in the British Academy of Art.
Yes, and he's going to get another, and right here in the Corn Center General Store.
You're dead darn right. Yes. And I'm going to give it to him. My dad didn't hear him.
Stop it!
Stand back, senor.
Stand back. Oh, my gosh.
One step nearer, and I will shoot.
Abe, look out.
I will shoot.
Moreno, put that revolver away.
I will not. I will not be insulted.
Now, put it down, please. Put it on the counter there.
Oh, very well, then. For you, I will do it. You are my friend. But as for these pigs...
What's that, young fellow?
Just a moment.
Just, Moreno, what is the matter? What were you doing with that revolver?
I will tell you. These pigs, they trick me. They mock me. They insult me every time I come here. And the last time I come, this fellow right here, he spring at me. He throw me on the floor. He attempts to kill me. They are crazy. I carried the revolver to protect myself.
That's a lie. Yes. That darn lie. This fellow...
Well, why did you come here at all?
Because you tell me to come. You write to me a letter.
Letter? You say Professor Thistlewaite here writ you a letter telling you to come here and...
Yes, he write to me the letter.
Well, I'll be switched.
You say, what's the matter?
So Professor Thistlewaite writ that letter, eh? Hear that, Ed? Professor Thistlewaite put him up to it.
My dad, dang it, they're all crooks.
Well, now, put him up to what? Put him up to what?
To shooting him.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I think you are crazy.
It's the darn crazy we seem.
No, sirree. In fact, we're just beginning to get the hang of all this.
Now, this is too much. I won't remain here and listen to a lot of nonsense. Come on, man.
Hold on there. Dad, sing your own rehide, or I'll shoot. And I'm a dad dang dead shot.
Diablo, here's my revolver. My revolver that I lay on the counter.
Yes, you're darn right I got it. Now you stand right there where you be. The whole darn patch of you.
Gosh, I'm going to get out of here.
No, you ain't neither. You stay here, too. Deb, take that there electric flashlight from Mr. Moreno and keep it turned on them. Me and you's going to get the bottom of this whole darn business.
Yeah, give me that light.
Yes. Now then, Professor Thistlewaite... Just what was your idea in pretending to disappear up in Ortega Canyon?
Oh, this is an outrage. I didn't pretend to disappear. I gave Hector Smith here a note.
What's that?
Well, I'll be gum swaggled. Zeb, that note we found was the one Hector lost. He was in on it, too.
Oh, see, sure.
Now, you just never mind. Yep, take that flashlight and get that there note.
Yeah, well, where is it?
Look behind the counter, on the floor.
All right.
Come on, quick now. While he has no light to see by, seize him. Get him. I have the revolver. Let him up. And you there, come over here. Come on.
Well, I'm coming, Eli. Well, don't rush me.
Now, give me that light. And the note. Pronto.
Take him. I didn't want him no how.
Well, now, what does the note say? What are they all talking about?
One moment. It says, Why, listen to this. Just receive important news. Sorry cannot take. You drop out and kill Ebb Peters. When returning from...
Wait, sure. But read the remainder.
All there is. It is just a scrap of torn paper.
Yes, but there's enough on that scrap of paper
now,
to send you.
Just a moment. I think I can explain this.
But this is not the letter you write to me.
No, of course not. I wrote to you and asked you to come here for the pageant.
See, the pageant. That is so.
But on the day before the pageant, I received important news calling me back to the university at once. Now, I was unable to locate Mrs. Pinkley, who was sponsoring the pageant, so I wrote her a note and gave it to Smith here to deliver. Now, he lost it, and that's the note he lost.
You mean he writ this here note to Mrs. Pinkley?
Yes, but you have only a portion of it. The note read something like this. Just received important news, calling me back to the university. Sorry, I can't take part in the pageant. Would suggest that you drop out my scene or continue without me and kill Ebb Peters instead of Sir Cuthbert. You know, Mr. Peters, you and I were in the same scene and I was playing Sir Cuthbert and was supposed to be killed.
Yes, but what about this here part about the box? What box do you mean?
Oh, the box containing my things, which I left at Mrs. Pinkley's. I was staying there, you know. And my note to her said, will explain fully when returning for my box. You see? You simply had a portion of the note.
Well, what's that box that belongs to Mr. Marino got in it? That's what I want to know.
Yes. Oh, that is only earth, clay, that I got up in Ortega Canyon.
Hmm. I know it's only earth, all right, but what's it for?
For modeling statues. The clay up there is very fine for modeling, so I want to take some back with me.
Hmm. Well, I'll be dead then. That thing is dead. Me and you is just a couple of old fools.
Well, I don't know about that. Where you been all the time, Professor Thistlewaite?
I just told you, at the university. I was called back there.
Well, where's Hector been?
Well, apparently looking for me.
Yes. Yes, you see, after I lost that note and Professor Thistlewaite disappeared, I kind of got to worrying. So I started out to find him. And I did find him and brought him back, you see.
Oh, well, what delights they have come on. See?
Yeah, I reckon the storm must be about over.
Well, stay here now. Don't go changing the subject. There's something else I'd like to find out about. Something right here in my pocket. Here it is. This darn coat message.
Well, by Jove. You know, I'd forgotten all about that. Look at it, Moreno. I found it up near that rubbish heap in Ortega Canyon.
I have already seen
it. Were you able to make anything out of it?
No, I could not.
Well, everybody else could.
Yes.
And we showed it to three different people, and every darn one of them got madder and all get out.
Yes, and skedaddled away without telling us what the darn thing said.
Well, what does it say? I mean, in the code.
Read it.
Well, yes, it says, if way a pitch gay arte, ube, anway, I'm earthe, it says.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
What's the tarnation the matter with you, Hector?
Oh, gosh. That's the poem. That's the poem I wrote about Hortense. It must have got mixed with the trash I dumped up in Ortega Canyon.
What? A poem?
Yes. Yes, I wrote it in pig Latin. It says, with Cupid's dart, you won my heart.
A poem in pig Latin? Why, darn you, Hector, you've made fools out of us. Dad, dingy, I've got a good notion to put a head on you.
You get out of here.
Go on now, get the tenure. Always making trouble, that fella is.
Yeah, Dad, rat him.
Perhaps we had all better be going,
yes,
huh?
Yes, quite true. Come along, Moreno. Good night,
But one moment, please. Could I have the clay?
Sure you can, Mr. Moreno.
Yeah, give it to him,
Dad. Em and me's both shy. We said that's a darn mixture about it all. Get it for him, will you? Get it. It's in that paper sack under the counter there.
Here, I'll get it.
Too bad, get all.
It's got clay in it.
What's that?
It ain't got clay in it. It's got flour in it.
Flour?
Yeah, flour.
Oh, gosh almighty. I made a mistake then. I made a mistake and took the wrong sack, the one with clay in it.
Took it where?
Up to Mrs. Newbride to make biscuits out of.